Alaska U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich recently wrote to Indian Health Service Director Dr. Yvette Robideau asking why the agency isn't meeting its obligation to pay the full costs of running health clinics in rural Alaska. From member station KNBA, Jacqueline Estes reports.
According to its 2013 justification for appropriations, the Indian Health Service, or IHS, leases 166 so-called village-built clinics. Tribal health organizations and tribes own most of these clinics, and local governments own a handful. Carolyn Crowder is health director for the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association. She says clinic owners are in a tough predicament.
The village-built clinics have been in a crisis situation in the state of Alaska for a number of years, primarily due to underfunding by the Indian Health Services.
Crowder says when Congress created the Community Health Aid Program in the 1960s, rather than building clinics it would then own, the IHS leased existing facilities. She says the problem is the IHS funds the clinics at 1989 levels, paying only part of the actual cost of running them.
The issue is that the village-built leases that were initiated way back in the 80s have not kept up with the cost of operations and the new standards and the staffing requirements for the clinic leases. So the amount of funds that are available to help support the operations for the clinics is now roughly about 55 to 60% on average across the state.
Crowder says in 2011, tribal health organizations put together a report for the IHS and for Congress explaining the problem and asking for relief.
At that time, I believe it was $5.5 million was a shortfall for the leases to bring them up to par to meet basic operating expenses, and not even including replacement costs, so no depreciation expense or anything related to that in that estimate. This is purely and strictly for just operating costs of the clinics. That has gone nowhere, quite frankly.
Crowder says the gap between what IHS is paying and actual costs now is $6.5 million. Typically, a property owner would end a lease that doesn't cover costs, but Crowder says clinic owners are reluctant to do that.
Because these are such critical facilities for the community, I don't think anyone's willing to say they're going to shut the doors.
She says many of the buildings weren't designed to be clinics and are small, old, and substandard. She says owners run the buildings, in some cases using money that could go to patient care, but she says that's becoming more difficult as owners struggle with rising costs, particularly the high cost of electricity and fuel for heating.
There have been cases where clinics have had to shut down hours. There have been cases where clinics have had to, they've run out of fuel and pipes have frozen and medicine has frozen, and it creates a whole huge issue. We have been trying to get the severity of this issue to the attention of the IHS to take some action. And it has proven to be a very difficult process. Partly, I view it as out of sight, out of mind.
Village-built leases are unique to Alaska. A 2001 Alaska Tribal Health Director's report on the Community Health Aid Program says IHS is paying $7 per square foot for village clinic space, compared to $17 to $20 per square foot for leases in the lower 48. Spokesperson Christine Witterlin says the Indian Health Service is reviewing the letter from the senators and will respond to them. She emailed that IHS is working with Alaska Native leaders on the issue. I'm Jacqueline Estes.